coincidentally, I've just heard about that in the press. I've not received any official communication from the minister or any other person concerned. And since Friday, I've been bedridden here at the hospital where I was admitted. And up to now, I'm still here undergoing the treatment. Nobody has come here to give me any information to that effect. And what I'm aware of is that Monday, we have our court case which has to be heard, because we put in an application for an injunction to stop the minister and all those people from going ahead with the impeachment function, pending the determination of the matter by the High Court, because we are seeking for a review of the report of the tribunal to have it quashed, because we feel like it amounted to a travesty of justice.
But some of the KCCA membership and the report is accusing you of incompetence, abuse of office, among other accusations being leveled against you. Do you think those criticisms are unjustified?
That was absolute trash, and it is an insult to me and the people who elected me to say that I'm guilty of abuse of office or incompetence or misconduct or misbehavior. For example, all along, ever since I was elected, there's been this notion being propagated by the NRM government, people, that the law governing KCCA now shifted the power center to the office of the executive director, that the Lord Mayor remained purely ceremonial. And I've always argued that, look, you are misinterpreting the law, of course, for obvious reasons. But right now, if you are saying my office is purely ceremonial, what parameter are you using? What benchmarks are you using to judge whether I'm competent or not? And for the case of abuse of office, from the one isolated incident they are citing, that I wrote a letter expressing my reservations about the unfairness with the trade license system. So they are not saying that I've misappropriated the funds, that I've used the office for personal gain. And indeed, it was a vulgarization of that concept of abuse of office. So that is simple thing to be termed as abuse of office. Abuse of office cannot be fraud, it cannot misuse of public resources or the office entrusted to me with an element of personal gain, which was not the case. This is a pure politics. President Museveni has always wanted to take over the management of the city, but the traditional means provided for in the constitution, that is, popular vote, has always not been in his favor. That's why he's using behind-the-scenes machinations outside the parameters of the law to throw me out. And then he usurps the powers of the people and the entire institution at the expense of the sovereignty of the NRM.
President Museveni supporters or NRM supporters are saying that accusing the president will not do you any good, and that the president is not behind it, and that your woes are your woes. You created the woes, so you should bear them and not put fault or blame the president.
If those people are making such statements, were careful enough to monitor what is going on, they wouldn't be making such wild allegations. Just a couple of months ago, in the run-up to the independence celebration, President Museveni was here in Kampala, launching markets, launching taxi parks, and he sent out a very loud and clear message to me that unless and until I apologize to him, I'm not going to remain at the hall. It was all over. That he's ready to work with me on condition that I apologize. And I've always asked, which offense did I commit, Mr. President, which warrants an apology from me? He has not responded yet. Secondly, the president has been meeting the councillors. In the space of only 1 month, he has met them twice. And it's on record. You cannot deny it. They have even been given, each councillor has been given $10,000. In order to cast a vote against him. All this is well documented, the evidence is overwhelming, and in whose interest would it be for all this machination going on to take over my administration, save for the benefit of President Museveni, who has always wanted to wrestle power from the opposition, particularly in Kampala here.
Now, Arias, which court is going to hear your case Monday? Which court?
The matter is going to be in the High Court before Justice Yasin Nyanzi. And the application is for judicial review to quash the decision, rather the report of the Commission of Inquiry, the tribunal headed by Justice Catherine Bamkemereire. We have always argued and we still maintain it amounted to a travesty of justice. I was not afforded a fair hearing. the tribunal exceeded it in its terms of reference by making recommendation that the office of the road mayor should literally be abolished. And we are wondering if I'm guilty of incompetency and you have condemned me for abuse of office, incompetence and misconduct of all this behavior. That is the office order. Why again also condemn the office itself? The two cannot add up because the recommendation in that regard is twofold. One, the office holder myself, I'm incompetent. I've abused that office. But the office itself is also problematic. It should be scrapped. So now, which is which? We want all these issues to be unraveled in the High Court so that we get a clear position of the law. And also to stop the machination to usurp the people's sovereignty. Because the tribunal has had no mandate to make a recommendation that would, in essence, disenfranchise the people of Kampala. Recommendation that the adult suffrage system of election should be scrapped when it comes to the position of the Lord Mayor. That is pure unconstitutional. We cannot allow it to we cannot sustain it.